are on to episode number 7. Can't count. Number 7 of the Future Steps Creative Podcast with your host, yours truly, Marlon McPherson, as usual. In this particular episode, we'll be talking about tips for better copywriting, and we'll look at how that ties into our online business strategy. First of all, I'd like to say thank you to everyone that's been tuning in so far. It's been a real pleasure doing these podcast episodes, and I hope to continue doing so as long as it's helping you, as long as you can take action on things that you might have been thinking about, but just didn't really know how to go about them, and you needed some encouragement or needed someone to kind of light some fire underneath your skin kind of thing and show you that, you know what, if you want something, you have to go after it. And anything is possible as long as you put the right steps in place and you are able to get some kind of guidance and seek out the right knowledge and just take action. It starts with the very first step and everything else is down to momentum, right? The hardest part is always to start. So in episode 7, we said, okay, copywriting. We're going to examine, first of all, what copywriting is and why it's so important. Copy is essentially talking about text, words that are put down in writing to help someone make a buying decision. So this could be a piece of advertising or marketing collateral, and this could be on your website, on printed material, inside a video as text. All of this is going to serve the purpose of convincing a potential lead to make a decision to buy or sign up or do whatever action you want them to take. And it replaces you being there talking to them. So in the case of an online business, this is super important because the nature of that type of business is that you're not going to be talking to somebody all the time and you need to be open for business 24/7 on your website or on your social media page or on this ad that you've put on this platform somewhere, okay? So that being said, it's really important as we've just established, and there are some good ways of writing copy and some ways that are not so effective. So one way that is not so effective is if someone, for example, lands on a page about your product, your brand, your business, and all you do is list out a bunch of features and say, buy now. This might not be enough. For some people, it may work. For the vast majority, from my experience of writing copy for big companies like Allianz and writing for small business owners in terms of their websites, in terms of writing for small businesses and so on, helping with copy on various big projects has taught me that there are some principles that you need to apply to get the most out of your copy. So I've got 6 strategies or 6 tips, I should say, for copywriting, for better copywriting. So number 1 is you need to decide who you're addressing. This is a recurring theme. It comes back down to who your user is and making sure that you're speaking to them and not being general about how you talk about your product or your service, because it becomes a lot easier to identify and talk about things that are relevant to that person once you've identified them. So in other words, if you want, you could say something like, in my case, I say creative entrepreneurs, or you could say busy executives or whatever, whoever it is. It could be an age group or a demographic. It could be saying female of a certain profession, and this is who your target audience is, and they can self-identify immediately. And straight away, you know, if that's not you, then that's not for you to pay attention to. But you want to be as specific as you can be. And this is where they say the money's in the niche. Niching down as much as you can always gets you better results because you're competing with less people. And the people that are out there, you think they're only a small handful, but there are a lot more people within specific niches than you would have ever imagined. So addressing them identifies, helps them to self-identify as the person you're talking to. That's number 1. Number 2 is to highlight the pain point. And going back to customer profiles or user profiles, you would have already highlighted what struggles they're having. And you know these things because of the research you've done into your users. If you haven't done your brand strategy, I'd encourage you to do your brand strategy. Check out some of my offerings around that. If you need some extra help with that, just head over to my website. So highlight the pain point, and even if at that point in time, they're not actually thinking about the struggle or the pain that they're going through, these are things that they want to solve, but they just didn't know how to or haven't come across the right solution yet. So you need to make sure that you are bringing them to that emotional state. People, when they make buying decisions, most of the times they're using their emotions when they're buying. They're not buying because they simply want that particular product. They want to feel a certain way. They want to be able to overcome that problem as a result of buying that product. It just so happens to be that that product is what convinced them, or your copy is what's going to convince them. You need to also, number three, is to identify the desired future state. A desired future state is, as it says, what kind of state of mind you want to be in at the end of this process, this transaction, this experience, right? They need to feel a certain way, whether it's feeling better about themselves because they just bought this new cosmetic product and they've used it and they feel like they're on top of the world because, you know, the benefits that comes with is really what's going to help them to get to that next level in their career because they lacked self-confidence or something of that nature. I mean, you can just use the imagination to tap into their psyche, to put yourself in their shoes, to understand how they would feel if they utilize that product or service. So it's not just to say, buy this, it, you know, does this for you, but this is where you'd like to be as a result of using this. It's a typical example is people that buy certain brand clothing or certain cars or certain, I don't know, mobile phones. They are not just buying it because it allows them to do a certain thing like make a call on a phone. They buy it because it puts them in the category of a certain type of person that is of a club, of a certain mindset. And they feel proud to be part of that group of people that own this particular product. And that's what consumerism and branding is all about. Next thing is, after you've gone through all of the qualification by helping them identify as the person you're talking to, that's number one, helping them by showcase or highlighting the pain point and them realizing that, oh my gosh, I've been going through this the whole time and I've been, I've wanted to solve this problem, but I just haven't been able to do so yet. And here comes this person offering me this, whatever it is they're going to offer me. They're now ready and primed to get that offer. So present the solution. Whatever the solution is, your product, your service, that is what you need to present. At this stage, some people will be like, yes, take my money. However, you still need to go a step further, right? There are some people that will now have doubts because they have all these questions going on in their heads. What if? So you need to preempt those objections and handle those objections in your copy up front. You don't want to wait. You don't want to be on the back foot. You want to be on the front foot. So you ask, you present the questions. One way that I do that, and it's a really effective way, is by having an FAQ, a frequently asked questions section within your copy. And I'm sure you've read sales pages or websites that have this on their website where the questions are actually quite helpful to show the answers when the manufacturer or the business person presents the answer. You just know that they're being proactive and you feel a lot more comfortable that they've already thought of these things and can give you an answer and put that doubt out of your mind as much as possible. That won't solve everything. Some people will still have questions, but at least at that point, they'll be fully engaged with you and they'll be more likely to buy than not. The last thing that you want to do is state your call to action. State your call to action very strongly, very confidently. This is what people are looking to do. They need to know the next step. What is it that you want them to do? You've already told me about all these beneficial things. You've already gotten me to that point where I need to know what I need to do to grab hold of this or to become, to be able to benefit from this and get to that desired future state. So buy now, sign up, call, email, visit. All of these things are call to actions. And it's just down to you and what you're providing that helps that person know what it is they need to do next in terms of taking advantage of your offer. Pretty much if you follow these very basic principles, you should be able to improve your copywriting. If you're not actually doing any of these things you should be doing, just get on it now and start editing all your copy and rewrite some of it and make sure that you're taking into consideration these things. If you've already been doing some of these things, maybe one or two of them stands out that you might want to revisit and reevaluate to see if you're, you know, if there's any way that you can improve upon that. But hopefully this has been helpful. Please share the content if you feel that it's been useful and you want other people to take advantage of this free content that I'm putting out here. If you're looking to start an online business and are struggling, or if you've already started up and you're looking for some guidance as to how you can grow, please go ahead and download my free online business checklist. It's on marlonmcpherson.com/business checklist. You'll be able to see some of the tips that I put forward in terms of what you need to consider going ahead with your online business. Hopefully this helps you. You'll be on my mailing list as well, so you'll be getting some additional information, which is all laid out on that page, that is going to provide even more value to you. Thank you for watching. Please share this podcast, like I said, and thank you for listening. If you're just listening to this is a video version, of course, so you can view this on YouTube, see my ugly mug. But I'll catch you in the next one. I hope this has been super beneficial and super valuable to you. And I'll talk to you soon. Take care. Catch you in the next one.